One of the oldest stories on Earth is that this place is victim to a recurrent cataclysmic event, akin to a reset button that can send advanced civilizations back to the Stone Age in a geological instant. The Great Flood and Sodom and Gomorrah of the Bible, the three cataclysms of the Vishnu Purana, the sinking of Atlantis and Lemuria. The history of the world is rich with stories of cataclysms. The Five Sons of the Aztec teaches that the present world was preceded by four other cycles of creation and destruction. According to official records from commander of Project Nanook, Major Maynard White, the U.S. government discovered in the late 1940s that the Earth undergoes major magnetic flips about every 10,000 to 12,000 years, which causes the surface of the Earth to catastrophically shift in the space of one day. This information was officially kept from the public. The mysterious Great Pyramid of Giza was built with dimensions that memorialize the golden ratio, pi, and the speed of light, and along with the Sphinx, forms a working clock of the Great Year. The Great Year is the astronomical cycle of the equinoxes around the ecliptic, a cycle that repeats just about every 26,000 years, leading many to speculate that the cataclysm is a somewhat fixed event in this cycle of time. Many researchers believe that the Great Pyramid, along with several other ancient structures that memorialize the Great Year, were built to warn us about the recurrent cataclysm. Our sun has its own recurrent cycles, and in almost every cataclysm story throughout history, the sun plays a major role. Researchers have found 11, 88, 200, and 2,400 year cycles, which involve the oscillation between solar minimum and solar maximum. Solar maximum being when the sun exhibits the most sunspot and solar flare activity. Many researchers now believe that this cycle leads up to a recurrent nova of our own sun. Recurrent novas have been observed all over the night sky. The mainstream theory is that stars become congested with atmospheric material and eventually expel this material in an explosive outburst. And there is much evidence that our own sun experiences these recurrent novas, which likely is related to the solar flare and sunspot cycles. The latest research tells us that the sun is more electrical than it is nuclear fusion, and that it has an electromagnetic relationship with the Earth. This would suggest that the magnetic reversals of the Earth occurs when the sun novas. And so the big question is, when will that be? Douglas Vogt has been studying this subject for decades and predicts that a recurrent nova will next occur in 2046. He arrived at this date based on sun cycles, as well as biblical coding. The Mayan long count calendar began in 3113 BC and was marked by days, not years. 1,872,000 days. Nearly all sources brought the Mayan calendar to an end in 2012 by dividing the number of days by 365.24 days in the year. But Jason Brashears of Archaics.com points out the fact that prior to 713 BC, there were 360 days in the year. In 713 BC, all the civilizations of the world changed their calendars to add 5 days. In Persia, these extra 5 days became known as the bad luck days. In ancient Mexico, the useless days. And for the ancient Maya, the unlucky days. When we adjust accordingly, we have 864,000 days before the calendar change and 1,008,000 days after, which brings the Mayan calendar to an end in 2046. This also raises the question, what happened in 713 BC? According to the Bible, 86,000 people were killed by an angel that year, followed by God moving the sun by 10 degrees. Perhaps one of these cataclysms occurred that year. Ben Davidson of Suspicious Observers has been closely analyzing all this scientific data, and based on the rate of decline of Earth's magnetic field, He concludes that the solar nova will occur between 2040 and 2060. This is one of the oldest stories on Earth. And if it is true, then it would explain why so many people are convinced the world is going to end in 20 years. It would explain the entire man-made global warming cover story. It would explain the United Nations Agenda 2030. It would explain why Ray Kurzweil estimated the transhumanist singularity for 2045. And it would explain the entire outrageous, desperate transhumanist goals of the World Economic Forum. For if this is true, it would mean they are attempting to achieve the impossible, maintaining their power throughout the Earth's Great Reset. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.